Hi, I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to the Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare. Well, today we're going to talk about parasites, the overlooked infections. And Dr. Prather, we, you know, think of parasites as a third world problem. We've talked about that, but it's very prevalent.
Very prevalent in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you just talk about parasites, just one parasite, 60 million Americans have it right now.
Just one type of parasite?
No, just
one parasite.
Not just a type.
Okay.
But one parasite. There are 60 million people that they know that are walking around with it right now.
Interesting.
So, you know, when you're talking about literally thousands and thousands of parasites, and you just got one with 60 million people,
mm-hmm.
Parasites is definitely much more of a problem than what anybody has any idea.
Right. So what are parasites?
Well, according to the Center of Disease Control,
mm-hmm.
and I'm reading directly from their quote,
uh-huh.
A parasite is an organism that lives on or in a host and gets its food from or at the expense of its host. Parasites can cause diseases in humans. Some parasitic diseases are easily treated and some are not. The burden of these diseases often rests on communities in the tropics and subtropics, but parasitic infection also affects people in developed countries.
And that's from the CDC,
right.
Their definition.
And it's very true. I mean, in third world countries, people die at a very alarming rate mm-hmm. from parasitic diseases. But it's just like with that, you know, as we were talking about the parasite toxoplasmosis. We have 60 million people walking around with it, but most people aren't even aware that they have it.
Mm-hmm.
But if your immune system becomes weakened, then the parasite takes off and can actually kill you if mm-hmm. you become a more of a weakened host.
Mm-hmm.
So you have people who are in third world countries who have parasites, and they are have a weakened immune system, poor diet, massive amount of infections hitting their system, then their body is weakened enough to cause death. But for most Americans, it can lead to death, but oftentimes that is precipitated by something that weakens your system over a period of time, and then the parasites take off.
Mm-hmm.
But they do cause a much more disease discomfort in people than what the average person has any idea, and also the average doctor has mm-hmm. any idea of.
Mm-hmm.
Many of the, that's one of the things that we get here at the Prather Practice is what I hear is I've been everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've heard that so many times. And I haven't, you know, they can't figure out what's wrong with me or what's going on. So we always get the things that people aren't normally looked at.
Mm-hmm.
So we get a tremendous amount of people in here with parasitic diseases because that's not something that is checked on, evaluated, and looked at as a possibility.
Mm-hmm. So how common are parasites?
Well, you know, when you're talking about how many people actually have parasites that they're walking around with, it probably in the Indianapolis area, I would probably say about 65% have a parasitic infection right now.
That makes me feel good.
Now, if you start going down to down in New Orleans where it's warmer, it's about 90%. And if you get down into the equator, it's 100%
mm-hmm.
that they have an infection. Now, does that mean that it's something that's going to kill you? No. But it's something that if your immune system becomes stronger, you take care of. It's just as common as viruses and bacteria.
Wow. It's just as common as viruses and bacteria.
Yeah.
Wow. So if you have a strengthened immune system, they're not going to multiply or
It keeps things
take
under
off.
Control. Uh-huh. Oftentimes, your body's strong enough to actually kill the infection.
Mm-hmm.
So you had the infection, which happens, you know, quite commonly. If you read the food statistics and you look at hot dogs
mm-hmm.
and the percentage that have some rat poop in it,
mm-hmm.
You know, that's not that unusual. And of course, rats.
I'm gagging over here.
Rats are just full of parasites.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, just a little thing. I knew some guys who went over to Africa on a missionary trip, and they had a guy who was walking around selling cooked rats on a stick.
Mm-hmm.
And being very intelligent 19, 20-year-old males, they thought it would be fun to buy them and eat them. And, of course...
Say they've eaten a rat.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's what an intelligent 19-year-old young male. And, of course, all the girls were gagging, which he would encourage them even more to do.
Right.
And they came back, and they were...
Sick.
Full of parasites.
Mm-hmm.
And when we started to cleanse them out, they saw them coming out.
Oh, my gosh.
So...
We might have just lost some people.
So, I mean, rats are just kind of like full of parasites. Mm-hmm. That's just, you know, how they live.
Yeah.
So we constantly have all sorts of vectors that transmit parasites. Our water. Mm-hmm. That's one of the big things on having clean water, especially in third world countries. They're really trying to work. World Health Organization is trying to get clean water because that's a very easy transmission for parasites.
Mm-hmm.
Having a good sanitary system is absolutely critical. You can also get parasites through insect bites. You can get that through food. Pets mm-hmm. are a very big source of parasites because your dog or your cat is probably right now has some parasitic infection.
Mm-hmm.
Going on, and it's easy to transmit them to you.
Well, I know you don't let our dog on our bed.
No,
is that why?
Yes, yes, because they have parasites,
mm-hmm.
Bloodborne. I mean, and so there's a lot of ways to get parasites, and we're constantly being assaulted on that. So, you know, it's not unusual to think that we are immune. Now we have a better system than most people in third world countries.
Mm-hmm.
But we are not in any way immune to getting parasitic infections.
Hmm, interesting. So are there different kinds of parasites?
Oh, there are so many different types of parasites. They actually mm-hmm. classify them into a lot of different types of groups. You've got the microscopic parasites where they're amoebic mm-hmm. and where they're protozoa. Those are the most common that especially North Americans get. For histoplasmosis, it is something that that tons and tons of people have.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's probably, if you were actually looking at the population along those lines, it's probably 50% of the Americans are walking around with some Entamoeba histolytica inside them. So, I mean, mm-hmm. it's a very common type of thing to actually have out there. So, you know, we're talking about a very huge population along those lines. So we have the small ones. You have the worms,
mm-hmm.
which is what most people think about parasites. And worms are actually pretty common.
And that's what they're called, worms.
Yeah, it's helminths is what they mm-hmm. call them. And matter of fact, the CDC is talking about really trying to promote doctors' awareness for parasites.
Mm-hmm.
So they actually have their five top ones that we need to really be paying attention to. Two of them are different worms. Pinworms and hookworms
mm-hmm.
are, of course, something that has been ignored. Roundworms, there's been more of an interest along those lines because of the blindness that is caused by that. But so we've got all sorts of different types of worms that can be on there. But they have actually been promoting the Center of Disease Control on being aware of different types of parasites.
So there is some concern.
There is some definite concern. One of them is Chagas disease, which is a very big problem right now. There are 300,000 Americans who, at this time, according to the Center of Disease Control, actually have Chagas disease, which can cause blindness, especially in children.
Mm-hmm.
So there's quite a few cases of blindness that is caused by that, and it can be a real big problem. They call it, it's transmitted by a bug,
mm-hmm.
The bite of a what they call a kissing bug. because it comes up and bites you on the face and then turns around and defecates in it.
Oh, wow.
Which is really nice.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's a real pleasant one.
Time to take a break. Okay. We're talking about parasites, the overlooked infection.
You can win a free 60-minute massage in a relaxing spa at the Prather Practice. Each month, we have a drawing to give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook and Twitter fans. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. The three tests, Dr. Prather, that you suggest everyone have every year, you know, to give a complete picture of health is the Prather Profile Blood Analysis, the GI Effect Stool Kit, and the hair analysis. And what does the hair analysis reveal about a person's health?
Well, one of the most important things that we're looking on a hair analysis is the possibility of heavy metal toxicity. That can cause a huge variety of diseases and symptoms that can actually occur. Any type of autoimmune disease could begin with a heavy metal toxicity or any type of neurological conditions, MS, ALS, a lot of those types of diseases can be kicked off by heavy metal toxicity, including a whole host of symptoms that would be hard to explain any other way. The other things that show up with the hair analysis is the balance of the minerals. It can play a huge effect on the entire system. When plants actually grow, they can actually make the fatty acids, the vitamins, the amino acids, but the minerals have to come from the ground. So if the minerals aren't there, they can't make them. So the most common deficiencies that can occur in nutritional health of an individual is mineral deficiencies or mineral imbalances. And the hair analysis is the best way to actually show up those changes that can occur.
Well, how does the hair analysis help find the root cause of health issues? And no pun intended there.
When you're actually trying to discover what's going on in an individual, so many things can actually result with a mineral imbalance or a heavy metal toxicity that behooves us to actually do that particular test. And that's one reason that I recommend it be done at least once a year. And if there's any type of important type of disease process going on or unexplained symptoms, checking on the hair analysis really can show a tremendous amount and cause reveal the underlying problem.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest.
We're talking today about parasites, the overlooked infections. And Dr. Prather, you know, you're saying the Center of Disease Control and World Health Organizations are concerned about parasites. The information you have. Now, are parasites dangerous?
Parasites are dangerous. One of the things is the Center of Disease Control put out is a warning for Vietnam vets.
Mm.
One of the things is they're finding a high incidence of liver flukes in Vietnam vets, which is causing cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So it is something that they're wanting to have the veterans get checked on, because it's a slow-growing cancer. It's really starting to show up quite a bit. So that is one of the warnings that they came out. Matter of fact, that was sort of the inspiration of talking about that, because I get on the Center of Disease Control website quite a bit and find out what's the new thing, and that's one of the big warnings that they've come out with.
And it's called what?
It's a liver fluke.
A liver fluke.
And what happens is undercooked fish,
mm-hmm,
in Vietnam was a very common type of thing. And so the worm, it's actually a worm, mm-hmm. goes up, and then it's a little bit smaller and thinner and gets up into the liver ducts, gallbladder ducts, and resides there and causes a lot of irritation and eventually can kick off cancer cells.
Okay.
And that is one of the problems with many of the different types of parasites, is they can cause other different types of diseases. Colitis is kicked off by a lot of the intestinal parasites. Crohn's disease can even be kicked off by that. We've found many people who've been able to get a lot of their intestinal problems taken care of. But they can also go up into the liver and even up into the brain.
Mm-hmm. I know we've seen that.
Yeah, we've seen that, where that's been a huge problem.
And cause seizures. And
yes, mm-hmm. there are certain types of parasites that are actually well known to be causing seizures. Tapeworms are a really big one that can cause seizures in people.
Mm-hmm.
And we have had people who were cured from their seizures because of epilepsy. It's actually a false epilepsy that was kicked off by parasites. And we've seen those things turned around.
Yeah.
So, you know, having an awareness that, and yes, parasites can be extremely dangerous. They can be carcinogenic. They can cause neurological problems, a lot of different types of diseases. They also wear down the immune system and kicks off other different types of problems. A lot of autoimmune problems actually come from parasites because of the stress on the immune system.
Interesting. So what symptoms occur if you have parasites?
Every single one of them.
Mm-hmm. Every single symptom.
That's the problem with parasites, is that they can cause so many different types of symptoms, it's hard to know.
Yeah.
But discomfort, sometimes even the parasites don't cause any symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, one of the things that our ancestors, I remember my parents talking about spring and fall, their parents, my grandparents, had a parasitic cleanse that they would always do.
Mm-hmm.
So to get rid of the worms. And that was just a standard type of thing that if you probably go back in the generations, that's something that was standard that was done. Is thinking about trying to prevent parasitic infections.
Mm-hmm.
In people's lives.
And we're going to be talking about treatment here at the Prather Practice. So are there lab tests for parasitic infections? And what do you do here at the Prather Practice?
Yes. One of the things is that the Center of Disease Control, World Health Organization, is trying to improve the amount of lab tests so that we can figure out. Because that has been one of the major problems, as I've talked to different doctors and pathologists, is that even though they do lab tests, parasites are oftentimes missed.
Mm-hmm.
That's been one of the false things that have reassured a lot of doctors that parasites just don't exist, because they do different tests and then weren't finding it. The National Institute of Health has been doing testing and figuring out how to test for parasites, and that's one of the things that we have available here, where we can do a stool culture,
mm-hmm.
and they can do genetic testing on that and pick up all the different types of parasites that you have.
Mm-hmm.
So we could get a list of a, you know,
and I know that's a big lab test we do here.
It is a big lab test.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and it's even good to do on an annual basis for prevention.
Yes, it's highly recommended. The National Institute of Health has been doing a huge study on the gut health of the of humans, and they were expecting that it would show a huge influence on health. They did not realize that it would be as big as it is.
Mm.
I mean, they're kind of blown away by the results and how much our gut has an influence on our overall health and longevity. So it's something that a tremendous amount of research is being done, and our ability to test for parasites is increasing, is getting better on a monthly basis.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing of it is that we're finding out that many of the problems that people are experiencing are coming from parasites, and it's been sort of the overlooked stepchild of the disease
mm-hmm.
world.
So this lab test, this stool culture,
yeah.
What does it tell you?
Well, first off, we do two different tests on that. First, we check to see if there are parasites, and we can pick that up by eosinophils in the stool, and that's an indication of parasites. Mm-hmm. At that point, then we do some further testing now where we can do a couple thousand DNA tests for different types of parasites, and we can actually identify now exactly which parasites that you have going on in your system, which is important because then we know how to treat it. Mm-hmm. Because not only, because there are set things that work in different types of parasites, and knowing what that parasite is critical to be able to actually clear them out.
Interesting. So are parasitic infections often overlooked by doctors?
Hugely. And of course, this isn't just me saying this. This is the Center of Disease Control and the World Health Organization. So that it's probably one of the most poorly understood and poorly diagnosed areas. Matter of fact, basically the Center of Disease Control has started a whole educational process that you can go to the CDC and get training. They feel that that has been so misunderstood and so overlooked that they need to go back and really retrain the doctors so that they have a good understanding of what they're doing. Mm-hmm. And it's very helpful, but it's still not as complete as the training that I've had, because that's one thing within the Diplomat American Board of Chiropractic Internists that we had seen as a problem 30 years ago. And had very extensive parasitic and parasitic diagnostic tools at our disposal at that time, knowing that this was a huge, much bigger problem than what was aware. So we were actually way ahead of the learning curve, shall we say.
Mm-hmm. So does the Prather practice diagnose parasitic infection?
Yes, we do. A very important part of what we do, and it has been such a key in so many different people's health that, you know, it's frustrating for people. You know, I've been, you know, they tell me I've been to Mayo, I've been to Cleveland Clinic, been to John Hopkins, you know, I've seen 18 doctors. And then, you know, you tell me that I have this, why wasn't that discovered before? Mm-hmm. It's just a matter of thinking along those lines. And that is obviously one of the problems that we have. And it has been recognized by the authorities at this point and is trying to be remedied.
Mm-hmm. When we come back, let's talk about the treatment of parasitic infections at the Prather practice.
Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet on all of the top radio apps available. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is the Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Laughter is the best medicine.
But if they are, you know, doing some sort of medical thing to you, you want to be in the smallest room that they have, I think. You don't want to be in the largest room that they have. You know what I mean? You ever see these operating theaters that they have with, like, stadium seating? You don't want them doing anything to you that makes other doctors go, I have to see this. Are you kidding? Are they going to really do that to him? Are there seats? Can we get in? Do they scalp tickets to these things? I got two for the Winslow tumor. I got two.
A special message from the DTS Weight Loss Center at the Prather Practice.
Are you tired of making the same weight loss resolution only to end up right back where you started? Let the professionals at DTS Weight Loss Center take all the frustration out of dieting. Our nutritionists and wellness coaches know what works for every body type and can develop a plan specific to your needs throughout your medically supervised program. Make the change by visiting us online at dtsweightlosscenter.com. Dedicate. Transform. Succeed.
When you call the Prather Practice to schedule your appointment at our DTS Weight Loss Center, mention the Voice of Health radio show and you'll receive a free initial consultation plus a free body composition analysis. 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. The DTS Weight Loss Center at the Prather Practice. Dedicate, transform, succeed.
I pray on Christmas, sweet Jesus, that the sick will soon be strong. I pray on Christmas, sweet Jesus, the Lord will hear my song.
I'm Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where we get to the root cause of your health issue.
Well, we're talking today about parasites, the overlooked infection, or you called it the stepchild.
Stepchild, right.
Well, let's talk about the treatments for parasitic infections that you offer here at the Prather practice.
Well, first off, of course, we do offer pharmaceuticals. Oftentimes, parasites, different kinds of parasites, can be pretty devastating and can be actually rather dangerous. So pharmaceuticals is an important part of what we look at for parasitic treatment. It's probably just for a probably 10% of them, mm-hmm. Of ones that we find in here. But pharmaceuticals are never enough to really get rid of parasites. Parasites are boogers, mm-hmm. because they actually lay eggs. Or in when you're talking about single cell organisms, they form cysts, which are not able to be cracked.
Wow.
So oftentimes with parasites is you can actually take some pharmaceuticals, get them cleared up, but then they just rehatch and come back. And you can't just keep taking pharmaceuticals for parasites because they can cause a tremendous amount of health issues in and of themselves.
So it's not taking care of the root.
It's not really there. So usually when we do use pharmaceuticals, we also use herbals and homeopathics along with that.
Mm-hmm.
To be able to clear them up, because with herbals you can take them long term, and homeopathics especially are extremely helpful with parasites. Matter of fact, the homeopathics are kind of our secret weapon,
mm-hmm.
on parasites, and really allow us to get long term type of benefit. And also homeopathics are great for relieving the symptoms of the parasites, because it helps the body to detox. So usually what we do is we're looking at parasitic infections. We look at a combination of possibly some pharmaceuticals, definitely herbals, and definitely homeopathics, to be able to get to the point where you can get those back under control.
And with the homeopathics, what's nice, you've done the lab work, you know
exactly
what
one.
Parasite it is.
And that's absolutely critical to be able to get the effects of the homeopathy.
Mm-hmm.
Homeopathy is a amazing type of treatment. We can get really great results, mm-hmm. on that. We've had people who came in who were being treated for parasites, and they were on the right things, even pharmaceutically and herbally. But then what is missing in most places is the homeopathics. And when I started the homeopathic program, what that does is allows the body to get rid of the toxins that are associated with parasites,
mm-hmm.
but then also it awakens the immune system. You know, when you're talking about allergies, you know, allergy shots, mm-hmm. those are basically homeopathics. And what they do is, you know, if you have a ragweed allergy, what they do is they give a very small amount of the ragweed in, mm-hmm. the allergy shots, give it to you, and then that develops your immune system to actually properly deal with the ragweed instead of dealing with it normally. So it's allergy shots are a training of the immune system.
Mm-hmm.
Homeopathics are the exact same thing. So once we know what the parasite is, we are then able to use homeopathics, much like an allergy shot, to train the immune system to go after that particular parasite. And the most effective means that you can have of killing any type of infection isn't something from the outside, it's from the inside.
Mm.
And homeopathics do that. That's why they are so effective on different types of infections, because it actually rallies the immune system to go after the infection. And then we see really good results. We've had many people who've come in who've had terrible, terrible problems and then been able to get that cleared up.
And we do some homeopathic injections.
Homeopathic
too,
injections.
Too, if needed.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So how long does it take to treat parasitic infection?
Well, that's one of the things I always try to prepare people, because parasites are not, you know, something that you can take a medicine for 10 days.
Yeah.
And then, oh, good, you're done.
Mm-hmm.
Because parasites lay eggs. All parasites do. And those eggs are almost impenetrable, or they form single-cell cysts. And they wait, and then they come back at an opportune time. So it's a reoccurring type of thing. So we tell people, and it depends on which parasite, minimum is 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
Oftentimes, I tell people, you know, with different types of parasites, you're going to need to be treating this parasite for 2 years to really be sure to get rid of it. Mm-hmm. Usually by then, all the eggs have hatched.
Mm-hmm.
So having that awareness is a very important thing, and that this is not going to be a quick process. Also, when you start going after the parasites, you start to kill the parasites, and it's the toxins that the parasite releases that makes you feel bad. So one of the things we try to do is mitigate the side effects, but you're always going to feel worse before you feel better when you're dealing with parasites.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what you do, whether it's pharmaceutical or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Because parasites...
They are boogers.
They are boogers. So mm-hmm. I always let people know, but even though I have them repeat it to me 3 times, I am going to feel worse before I feel better. They come back and say, Doc, I don't think this is working because I feel worse. And I sit there and I said, now, how many times did I have you repeat that?
You have to tape record it.
Tape record it, but it does wind up being very good.
Yeah, so what differences have you seen here at the Prather practice in the health of patients when treating?
One poor little guy, he it was just driving the family crazy. He was covered in a rash from head to toe.
Mm-hmm.
And it would increase, go, and it would follow a lunar cycle on when he would. And so automatically, you know, from the testing and everything, I said he's got parasites. Did the stool kit, sure enough. So he had been everywhere, Riley. I mean, you know, just all over trying to get this poor kid under control.
Yeah.
I said, you know, it's parasitic infections. And so we went after them. He got worse before he got better. And of course, everybody was saying, you know, what are you doing? You know, Riley, you know. She says, I have been, the child was 6 years old. I've been treating this child with everyone for 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody could, one, tell me why.
Mm-hmm.
And two, he's gotten worse over time.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to continue that route. I'm going to try something else. They said, yeah, but, you know, he started the treatment and he's getting worse. And she said, well, he told me he would get worse mm-hmm. and about when I would get better. So she was able to kind of weather the storm of everybody's naysayers.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it took us 6 months. But by the end of 6 months, he was completely clear from head to toe. And it was the first time ever. He had one little setback a little bit later, but we, you know, since then, he's been 100% clear for quite a few years at this point.
Wow.
So, you know, that was really quite amazing.
Mm-hmm.
We have had a gentleman who had stage 4 cancer, colon cancer. He was coming in here to, because he was scheduled for surgery to remove most of his colon, and then would be starting up chemo. And we had found that he had 6 different types of amoebic infections in his bowel.
Wow, 6 different.
So we started him on a treatment pattern. So I said, you know, you need to get rid of this anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go ahead and get started on it, because they weren't going to do it for a period of time. And he started the treatment. He felt worse before he felt better. And then all of a sudden he says, wow, I'm really feeling great. His blood work was balancing out fantastic. So, you know, there was a big change. The doctors were all excited. And they said, yeah, they liked what I was doing. The mm-hmm. oncologist did. They came in and they said, now, before we do the surgery, let's take a look at the cancer and see, you know, where we are. And so they did the scans and, you know, he was waiting. And they came back in and they said, we're canceling the surgery. And he goes, why? He says, well, we can't find any cancer.
Wow.
Wow. I said, we're going to check on it again, take mm-hmm. him back in. So he was real excited. Mm-hmm. We went through it again, looked at everything, saw it. They said there was no sign of it. He said, chemo, and they said, no. You know, you're cancer-free right now.
Wow.
Now, did we treat the cancer? No. What mm-hmm. we did is we cleared up the parasitic infection. And then the body had a response on that, because that was the underlying cause of the cancer, I feel.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, those types of things... you know, our regular part of what we do.
Mm-hmm. Do you, you know, can parasites affect behavior?
Oh, no, there's a huge study on that.
Mm-hmm.
Parasites can completely affect behavior.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. That there are studies that show that parasites actually increase risky behavior, and also can change how people respond to a lot of different types of situations.
Well, I think we need a part two. There's
an awful lot with parasites.
Yeah. Well, up next, we'll be talking to Joy and Tommy about their experience at the Prather practice.
Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. How can acupuncture help pain?
I've had many, many patients said that the acupuncture worked better than their cortisone shots for the pain relief. And not only that, but it was they could do it as often as they wanted to. So it's a very, very nice type of thing. And we use the acupuncture a tremendous amount for any type of inflammatory or painful condition. Very, very excellent relief.
Well, in a way, is this how pain works? When one of those roadways are blocked, then you have pain, correct?
Correct.
And acupuncture kind of opens that up.
Opens it up, redirects it. Absolutely. And we get amazing inflammatory relief. I mean, you know, that's one of the things that, we see on a regular basis. And we get quite a few referrals for pain relief from the acupuncture with excellent results.
What if someone's thinking acupuncture, you know, and they're afraid of needles?
Well, the nice thing is that we have, well, first off, the needles are as thin as a hair. When people think about needles, they think about a hypodermic needle. And you can put probably at least five, maybe 10 of those needles in one hypodermic needle. So they're very, very thin. Also, they're rounded on the end. They're not sharp. So, you know, that you get very seldom do you get any bleeding. It's more of a toxic release if there is. But that will actually go in and kind of go between the skin cells. So there's very little problems. A lot of people compare it to a mosquito bite. The other thing is if you are just not going to do needles, we have lots of different alternatives. There's laser. There's electrical. We have an acupowder. I have several patients who do not even ever want me to show them a needle. They will pass out just like that.
Well, a lot of times you don't even feel it.
Well, you don't. You really don't. Matter of fact, I had a patient who was laying down, and she says, "No, I'm deathly afraid of needles." And we're talking, and I'm sitting there putting needles in her, and we're going on and on. And she's laying face down, and she says, "Okay, tell me when you start."
You had already put it.
I had already done it.
That was sneaky.
She thought it was fun. Well, I wasn't trying to be sneaky. It just went that way. And that she says, sneaky. "Oh, you're kidding. I thought you were just checking the points." She said, "I didn't even feel it."
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients. Well, I have Tommy and Joy here. Welcome.
Thank you.
And you wanted to share your story coming here to the Prather Practice. And actually, you come from quite a distance. How far is it?
It's about 750 miles.
750 miles.
Yes.
That's quite a commitment.
Yes. So, but it's worth it. It is definitely worth it.
So what brought you into the Prather Practice? I know your whole family is coming.
Yes.
But what initially brought you into the Prather Practice?
My wife was a missionary 25 years ago, and through that, she developed parasites. And we have been through many, many doctors, conventional and naturopathic, trying to find out what's going on with her because her body has gotten weaker through the years. She doesn't have the stamina, and went to many places and none of them could pinpoint what's going on with her body.
Mm-hmm.
Many of them would want to try to put her on a lot of medication with a lot of side effects. A lot of doctors want to give antidepressants to her and not truly seek what the root cause of the problem was.
Mm-hmm.
So through our local chiropractor, who is good friends with Dr. Prather, he has recommended that we speak with Dr. Prather, and we did. We called and got a consultation with him and spoke over the phone and just knew then that this is a place we needed to come.
Mm, wonderful. And you said you went to 50 other healthcare
providers.
Providers.
Yes. Through, this has been going on for right at 25 years.
Mm.
We
you said right after you got married or shortly after?
Yes. Well, she had started before we got married, and we've been married about 21 years now.
Okay.
We have been from, through our whole treatment plans that we've had, everything going on, we've been from New Orleans, Louisiana, Jackson, Mississippi, West Palm Beach, Florida, Cancun, Mexico. We spoke with a doctor online in Idaho and was looking at going there. And now we're in Indianapolis.
Indianapolis.
So God has carried us around the world.
And how do you like Indianapolis?
We really do. We come from a very small town. City limits population is about 13,000.
Wow.
So this is a
big city.
Big city for us, you know, but it's really, everyone here is wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Very friendly. Kind of reminds us of, you know, where we come from, and we feel very much at home here.
Oh,
and everyone at the Prather practice has just bent over backwards, just welcoming us and patting us on the back, give us hugs when we need it, and even though they don't know we need it.
You give hugs too.
So, I mean, we've had nothing but a wonderful experience all the way around.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
So, that's what brought you in initially, the parasites.
Right.
What else, you know, as your family's coming in, you talked a little bit about your son before he went on the air.
Being as my wife had parasites as well, when she had them when we had our children, and they transfer into the children when they're born. We originally thought maybe Joy only had blood parasites, but as we began testing, found out she had many more type of parasites. And most doctors are not very well taught on parasitic treatment. A lot of them do a lot of steroids, antibiotics, which Joy has never been very good with conventional medicine, having a lot of side effects of it. And that's just not the direction we felt need to go. We feel like God's made our body to heal on its own with the right people helping us. And through that, when you come to Dr. Prather, that's the same idea that they have as well. So our son, he's 18 now. We homeschool. He's been sickly most of his life. From the age of birth to 6 years of age, he had pneumonia once or twice a year.
Wow.
Up till then, he also allergies extremely bad up to then. And we've not been able to get a lot of help for him as well, other than wanting to do medicine and things of that nature. So he struggled a lot. You know, fortunately, we've homeschooled, so the days he feels bad, then he doesn't have to do work as much. But he's graduating this year, and actually he took the ACT about 3 months ago, and after taking that, he was on the couch for 3 days.
Oh,
just mentally exhaustion would completely debilitate him almost. Now that he's been doing Dr. Prather's protocol for 2 months, he just took the ACT this past Saturday. He came home, got in the truck, we drove for 8 hours to Nashville, coming up here, and he feels great now. And even yesterday he told Dr. Prather how good he's feeling. And usually that type of much mental stress and physical traveling would always put him down. He would be very exhausted, and just like today, he'd be sleeping all day.
Right.
He got up this morning, came, got a good adjustment, carried him back to where we're staying, and I mean, he's doing schoolwork right now, so he's doing really good.
Mom, he might be feeling that.
Yeah, yeah. That's right.
You bring it with him.
So what services, Joy, have you been getting here at the Prather practice?
Well, we started with the EDS, mm-hmm. the electrodermal screening.
Mm-hmm.
And from that, Dr. Prather could tell so many things about what's going on in my body mm-hmm. that we were not able to get answers for before.
And you did the thorough blood work beforehand?
We did. Mm-hmm. We did. Mm-hmm. They did the thorough blood analysis. Mm-hmm. He's done hormone testing. He's done, we did a stool test that mm-hmm. he was able to tell lots of information about.
And that would be really important
health.
For
oh,
you
yes.
with the parasites. Yeah.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. And his adjustments have been amazing.
Mm-hmm.
just finding areas that, you know, that... that when he would adjust and help us with just helped us feel so much better.
Good.
and stronger.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see, I'm
massage.
Thinking that yet the lymphatic massage Justine has done.
Oh, you can't forget
one.
That.
Oh my goodness, no. Oh, she's amazing. But that, and she's taught me a lot too about my lymphatic system and about how to, you know, go home and to continue to help my body to mm-hmm. Drain the lymph nodes better.
And that's real important because you've been diagnosed with cancer,
right?
Breast cancer,
right,
correct?
That's right.
And even though here at the Prather practice we don't treat cancer, what we're doing is helping your body at its optimal level. And improve the immune system, correct?
Right.
And
that's right. That's
and
right.
the supplementation and
right.
the different services.
Right.
So the lymphatic massage would be really important for you.
Definitely.
Yeah. And what differences have you seen? You've been coming
well,
now, what, 2 months?
Three
months.
Since August, so
yeah.
3 months.
Uh-huh.
And Justine was just telling me this morning that when she was doing the massage, that several of my areas were... especially close to the where the cancer is,
mm-hmm.
The lymph nodes have gone down drastically.
Mm-hmm.
So they're draining. The inflammation is getting out,
mm-hmm.
and so she said also in the abdomen, my abdomen area where you know a lot of the parasites were.
Mm-hmm.
She said that much inflammation has gone down there,
mm-hmm.
And I will say this, that the last time she did the abdomen massage mm-hmm. on me, that I was able to pass even more parasites.
Oh,
so she was
wonderful.
Able to help even with that,
mm-hmm.
to get more of those out. That I'm still getting parasites out, but it's not nearly like I was.
Mm-hmm.
And they are... diminishing and dying out and making I'm just stronger.
Mm-hmm.
I have more energy. My brain fog is I'm so much clearer in my thinking.
Mm.
And just that you know even our hairstylist told us that our hair is getting thicker and you
uh-huh.
know and that we're it's not falling
not
out
Tommy's
like it
that
was
much.
Not Tommy's sorry
Tommy's bald
for
the
weeks out
there you start growing some
that's right that's right
that is just, wonderful news and Tommy said you know I don't think people realize, you know, they think parasitical infection, that's a third world problem, or
right.
but it's very prevalent
it
in
is.
our culture
yes.
here.
More and more people we speak with are after they've seen what we've been going through, are you know, that some that just go on a mission trip
mm-hmm.
and come back, you know, and but you know, our country is not as clean as we think it is
mm-hmm.
as far as our food and our and where we go shopping mm-hmm. and things of that nature. So it's something I really believe that everyone should be tested to see what's mm-hmm. going on because it's the root cause of so many problems.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's the thing that we've wanted to do through all of our travels of of sin. We don't want to fix or put a Band-Aid on the problem. Mm-hmm. We want to know what the root cause is.
Right.
And once you start treating the root cause, then your whole body starts healing. Mm-hmm. You know, what we found on me, you know, we first came for Joy and for my oldest son, but Dr. Prather started looking at my youngest son, who's doing a lot better than the rest of us. Then he looked at me, and my cells are collapsing in my body.
Mm.
He had no idea, just looking at me. You know, I knew I was tired. I knew I was fatigued all the time. And a lot of that is trying to take care of my family and work extra hours.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times, you know, that could be, especially as men, we don't want to admit that we get sick.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, this is definitely one thing, especially now I'm over 50. And I've always been athletic and done real well. But having a good checkup. Mm-hmm. Just from Dr. Prather, go, you know what, I just don't feel good. Because mm-hmm. I had doctors look at me 10 years ago when I told them I don't feel real well, and they would go, well, these levels are out just a little bit, but you're okay. And, you know, and my levels were really high in a lot of areas. Mm-hmm. And if you let it keep going, it's going to snowball into something very bad.
Right.
And actually, mine was getting to that point, and Dr. Prather's had me on protocol for 2 months so far. And I feel like a totally different man.
Wow. Yeah, you might have gotten to a point where you just would have crashed.
Well,
or you hear of men
right.
on the golf course having a heart attack. Right. And yeah.
Well, he told me that. He said, if we don't do something now, it's going to be very critical.
Okay.
And I could tell within the last 4 months, I would wake up in the morning, my whole body was tingling. And it was very, very hard for me to even get functioning.
Mm-hmm.
But you try to take care of your family.
Right.
But when Dr. Prather, you know, and when he saw that, then I said, okay, can you help me? He said, yes. Mm-hmm. So that just, you know, and when you meet Dr. Prather and see him and the staff, the confidence that you feel in him, mm-hmm. Whenever he feels like he can do something and he's a man of his word, I think that can. Mm-hmm. And he has in my whole family. Turning us around in a lot of ways, but I know it takes a group effort to do all that. But the Prather practice, we definitely are believers in y'all for sure.
And you're wonderful to have here. You're just
thank you.
A bright light for all of us. Now, if there's someone listening, you know, that needs hope or is struggling with their health, what would you say to them? You've been, you know, this has been a long road. You've been to many places.
The first thing I'd say is don't give up.
Don't give up.
Mm-hmm. It's hard.
Mm-hmm.
There's days that you don't want to get out of bed and you don't want to keep fighting.
Mm-hmm.
But don't give up. There's an answer out there, and God's got a purpose for your life. He put you here.
Mm-hmm.
And if you lean on Him, He'll give you strength.
Right.
I've seen Joy go through, can't get out of bed for 3 or 4 days, but still teaching our boys homeschooling.
Mm.
And having that passion for life and for living and teaching our boys. And, you know, a lot of people have asked us, because we've got well informed on a lot of things,
mm-hmm.
you know, how did you learn all this? I said, 20 years. Mm-hmm. You know, we've been fighting this for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so don't give up.
Mm-hmm.
Keep going. And get in contact with someone like the Prather Company practice, mm-hmm. Where people do go deeper than just the surface of trying to find out what the problem is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's amazing to me, you know, how much we want to take everybody just for word.
Mm-hmm.
But when you go back and you start looking at what other doctors do or different ones do, then you need to check with what they're doing and say, does that line up with what really needs to be going on in our bodies?
Mm-hmm.
And that's one thing with Dr. Prather. Everything that he has advised us to do, it just correlates with the way our body's supposed to be working.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a comfort to be able to come here and sometimes I'll be able to relax and have full trust in a man who's doctoring you.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have that, it makes it easier to heal, because you're not so anxious about what is he doing, what's right.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, in a matter of a month of our 18-year-old son, he began turning around quickly. Mm-hmm. So all that just builds confidence in what you are doing here and the heart that you've got for people.
Well, thank you. Mm-hmm. And I know you as a family, I mean, you've made a commitment mm-hmm. to drive up here yeah. over 700 miles. Mm-hmm. I know there's been some sacrifice too, but mm-hmm. some neat things that have happened through all that that God has shown you. So it's so exciting. Well, it's been wonderful to have you. Thank you, Tommy. Thank you, Joy, for joining us. And I know your story will encourage many out there.
Thank you.
Thank
for
you
all y'all
so
do.
Much for what you're doing.
The Prather Practice is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again here next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Are you frustrated by not getting to the root cause of your health issue? Are you tired of not knowing why you're always fatigued? Are you wanting to say no to toxic drugs? Have you lost hope? Are you just tired of being sick and tired? At the Prather Practice, we want you to know that we have the answers for you. We offer the alternative to the disease care model. We are the drug-free model to health and wellness. At the Prather Practice, we look for the underlying cause of your health problem and not just the symptomatology. Through thorough diagnostics, we find your individual health blueprint for your treatment. Where the disease care model is symptom-based, the structure-function model we practice gets to the root of your health issue. The Prather Practice is the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest. Our integrated practice offers you the most treatment options to restore your health and your hope. Learn more about the Prather Practice by calling 317-848-8048 or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com.